Harper Audio presents Najin, One Girl's Incredible Journey from War-Torn Syria in a Wheelchair, by Najin Mustafa with Christina Lamb, read by Rahat Jah.
I see Earth. It is so beautiful. Yuri Gagarin, first man in space, 1961. Prologue. The Crossing. Bihram, Turkey, 2nd September, 2015. From the beach we could see the island of Lesbos and Europe. The sea stretched either side as far as you could see, and it was not rough. It was quiet, flecked only by the smallest of white caps that looked as if they were dancing on the waves. The island did not look too far off, rising from the sea like a rocky loaf. But the grey dinghies were small and low in the water, weighed down with as many lives as the smugglers could pack in. It was the first time I had seen the sea. The first time for everything. Traveling on a plane, in a train, leaving my parents, staying in a hotel, and now going in a boat. Back in Aleppo, I had barely ever left our fifth floor apartment. We had heard from those who had gone before that on a fine summer day like this, with a working motor, a dinghy takes just over an hour to cross the strait. It was one of the shortest routes from Turkey to Greece, just 8 miles. The problem was that the motors were often old and cheap and strained for power, with loads of 50 or 60 people.